You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Y'all going to have to help me one more time, but we got to have to stand up to do this, okay? And we're going to do this the old-fashioned way because we haven't had a chance to teach the band this yet, but I'm going to have to get these words to the band, amen? But he's God of New York City, he's God of Tennessee, he's God of Odessa, Texas, and he's God all over me. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. He's God that healed my body, he's God that saved my soul, he filled me with the Holy Ghost and now I overflow. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. He's God when the lightning flashes, he's God when the thunder rolls, he's God way up in heaven and he's God down in my soul. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. He's God in the fiery furnace, he's God in the lion's den, he's God all over heaven, and he's God that I trust in. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. Well, he's God up on the platform, he's God back at the door, he's God in the amen corner, and he's God all over the floor. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. Well, he's God up on this platform, he's God back at that door, he's God in the amen corners, and he's God all over the floor. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. I know God is God, God don't ever change. I know God is God, he'll always be the same. Amen and amen. Say, God is God. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Right. Now, Brother Doug, stir you up. That's good. Yeah, I like that. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you have one, to the book of Matthew. And if you don't have one, lift your hand. We got some people to bring you one, if you want one. All right, down here. Just keep them up till you get one. Like I say, if you don't have a Bible, then you keep that one as our gift to you. Got one right here. Somebody needs one right here. You put the card, if you will, in that purple box when you leave. You still need a Bible? Got one here? Yeah. We're out. Look back there in that room. There's a box of Bibles in there. Okay, while we're doing that, Matthew chapter 4, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on the temptation of Jesus Christ. There's two accounts of it in the Bible. One's in Matthew chapter 4, one in Luke chapter 4. It was for 40 days and 40 nights. Mark tells us, and so does Luke, that Jesus Christ was tempted every day for 40 days and 40 nights. Right here in the... Okay. Now, you need to be old enough to read, guys. Okay. On that Bible. All right. But for 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus faced Satan with just like any man faces Satan. He faced him exactly like the first Adam faced him. He didn't use any supernatural power. He didn't call down any miracles. He just used what you and I can use, and that was Scripture. But anyhow, Christ had submitted himself to this test. And so in Matthew chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 1. It said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And that was his purpose for going there. He's going to let Satan have his best shot. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. Now, he didn't have anything to eat for 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know if you've ever had to go without food very long, but if you have, you know that you get weaker by the day. And we're going to read, the part that we're going to read tonight happens to be the last day of those 40 days that Satan comes to tempt him. And when the tempter came to him, he said, and notice he said, if thou be the Son of God, if you're really God, if you're really who you say you are, if you are real, he said, command that these stones be made bread. You're hungry. If you're really the Son of God, you can turn these stones to bread. You can do those miracles. Why don't you do that? Now, basically what he's trying to get Jesus to do is to use his power for his own self, to gratify his own flesh. But he's challenging him, if you're really that, see, and if you want to throw down the gauntlet to most of us, just challenge us. What was it we used to do as kids? I dare you, and then I double dog dare you. See, I dare you to do it. Yes, boy, don't dare me. Yeah. And then we come back hobbling and bleeding. All right. Hey. Now then, notice Jesus' answer. Verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written. It is written. By the way, this is the first official utterance that Jesus Christ makes in the Bible. And he said, it's written. He didn't pull anything that you and I cannot do. It's written. He didn't even say it was spoken. It's written. God put everything in writing that you and I need on this earth. And Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And what he's doing is quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 in the Old Testament, and that's his answer to Satan. Satan said, if you're really the Son of God, turn the stones into bread. Jesus said, it's written, thou shalt not live by bread alone. But notice, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word, not part of the words, not some of the words, not the big words, not the long words, every word. Now, that's why I'm kind of a stickler on an every word Bible. We will see as we go through this that Satan tries to quote Scripture too. But he does like every other translator. He leaves part of it out. See, every word. I need an every word Bible if we're going to live by every word. Verse 5, then the devil. That didn't work, so it said, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle in the temple. I noticed the devil got religious. Didn't say he took him to New York. He took him to the holy city, which was Jerusalem. And then he went up at the top of the temple. We're going to be religious here. In fact, Satan is going to quote some scripture like he usually does. And he said unto him again, second time, starts it the same way, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. He said, if you're really the Son of God, throw yourself down. Because God said he would take care of you. And he goes back and quotes from the book of Psalms. But he misquotes from the book of Psalms. If we went back there, notice verse 6. He said, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And what he does is he leaves out to keep thee in all thy ways. He leaves that part out instead of letting all of it pertain to him, lest you dash your foot against stone. He's going to keep you in all thy ways, in the right ways. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God's got his ways for you and I to do things. And so when he quotes scripture, he's going to misquote it. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to get Jesus to show off. He said, why don't you just jump off? Show them what you can do without a parachute. Bail off, Gunner. Show them that you're into miracles. You know one of the signs of the last days is signs and wonders and miracles? I got a letter this week from an inmate who told me that he could do all those things. And he also told me, he said, if I drink poison, it won't hurt me. Now, I had that pulled on me when I was going over Big Spring in the federal prison. And one guy said, I can do that. And I said, there's got to be some Drano around here somewhere. And he said, well, you're tempting God. I said, no, I'm challenging you. I know God can do it. You can't. Hey, let's get out that Drano. The proof's in the pudding, baby. You know, we'll see if you can do that. We get really spiritual. That's what he's wanting Christ to do. Show them what you can do. Show them how spiritual you are. But see, he left part of it out, as I just mentioned. And he, by the way, guys and gals, he always leaves part of it out. He leaves the part out. Say, some of you, while you're in treatment, we'll all get together. We'll talk about, boy, I tell you, we got together one night and we had some good stuff to smoke. And man alive, we had a party. And I will tell you, you play that. If you want to rehash that in your mind, you go ahead and do that. But be honest enough with yourself to play it all the way to booking.
All right.
See? Play it all the way to the emergency room. Play it all the way to where you woke up in a place you hope to God nobody finds out you've ever woke up there. See? Man alive, he leaves out the death part. He leaves out the pain part. He leaves out the embarrassment part. He leaves out the hell part. He leaves out the punishment part. He did it with Adam. He did it with Jesus, and he'd do it with you and I. Then he said, and Jesus, verse 7, said unto him, it is written again. Now, let me tell you something about Scripture. Christ would have been in bad shape if he'd only known one verse. See, some of you learned John 3:16, and you think you whipped it. The Bible said to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. A workman. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Most of us don't want to be workmen. I notice in churches even, they're always advertising leadership conferences. They don't ever advertise a fellowship conference. See, everybody, we all think we're leaders. We don't want to be a follower. We're to be followers of Jesus Christ. But we're going to be, most of us, even in Christianity, want to be in management. We don't want to be that workman. He said, it's written again. Know the word. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, verse 8, and notice the word here. Again, the devil, that means they've been there before. The devil taketh them up to an exceeding high mountain and showeth them all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now let me say this. What the Satan wants, he's not interested in you being a crack addict. He's not even interested in you being a drunk. What he's interested in is you worshiping him. He doesn't care if you're religious. He doesn't care if you show up for church every Sunday. He doesn't care if you quit smoking, drinking, cussing, gambling, and run around with him at night. He wants to be worshiped. He wants people to pay attention to him, not Jesus. And what he says, he takes him up here, he shows him all these things, and he said, Jesus, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give you all that stuff. There's one little problem here. It ain't his.
All right.
Not his. In the book of Exodus, second book in the Bible, God said the earth all the earth is mine. In 1 Chronicles 29:11, he said, For all this in the heaven and the earth is thine, belongs to God. Job said, whatsoever is under the whole earth, God said, is mine. In the Psalms, he said, the earth is the Lord's. Again in the Psalms, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. And again in Psalms 84:11, the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. You said, well, then why would the devil tell him that if it wasn't his? Because he's a liar. Jesus told him one time, said, you are a liar and you're of the devil. He's a liar. The devil's the father of it. Y'all lie, he lies, and the reason y'all lie is because you're of the father, your father the devil, which lies all the time. That's what he told Adam and Eve. He said, tell you what, if you'll eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be as gods. They ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and all they knew was they're naked. Now they're a little ahead of some people in Odessa. But they knew they were naked. All of this problem here is that Satan will tell you anything. He tells us all something. He said, hey, this won't hurt you. Everybody's doing it. You won't get in trouble. It'll be okay. He's still doing that. See, he tried to get Christ to use the scripture for his own gratification, to his own advantage. And I know people that do that. Probably the most quoted verse in the Bible by either lost people or backslidden Christians is, judge not that you be not judged. I'm going to tell you what. If something waddles like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, and got feet like a duck, I'm going to pretty well guess it's a duck. See? Well, now you're not supposed to judge. Yeah, I am. Bible told me how to do a lot of things, and if I couldn't judge, I wouldn't know the difference. It said for me to stay away from evil. Well, if I can't judge between good and evil, I don't know what to stay away from, do I? See? Again, Jesus said, it is written. It is written. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. I mentioned, if you went back to Genesis chapter 3, we'll find that that tree was good for food, looked good, it was pleasant to the eye, and is a tree to be desired to make one wise. Just like this. To sum it up, if we went over to 1 John, he gives you and I the whole picture in chapter 2:15, and he talks about the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the same temptation every one of us has. He hadn't changed a thing. Same old situation. Oh, he's glossed it over some. He's got more electronics to do it. And instead of him having to smuggle porno into the United States, he can just bring it into your living room for free. See? I mean, there's a lot of things that when I was a kid, we didn't even have, didn't know about. Now it's very available. See, evil just keeps more and more of it getting there. And telling us, hey, it'll be all right. It's okay. The thing, most of you in here, if you're 20 plus in here tonight, you have seen the morals in this country change. See, that's why, and if you got somebody keeps talking about it, and they change some of the words in the Bible to spiritual immorality. They change adultery and fornication to spiritual. Now, and let me tell you something, that's wrong. Adultery is still adultery. Spiritual immorality changes constantly. There are things today that are not immoral that were when I was 20 years ago that were immoral. Those things constantly change. God, he said, I change not. And it's still as big a problem today, whether it be with Christ, whether it be with Adam and Eve, or whether it be with me and you. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Here's what I want, the lust of the flesh. I see all of these things, the lust of the eyes. And then I'm going to be somebody. I am something else. I'm smart. I'm cool. I'm not old fogey like my parents was. I can do this. I can do that. And what's it got us? See, and Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. Down here in verse 10. That means get out of here. Hook them. I'm not having anything else to do with you. What we do is we listen to him. What we do is we let him talk us into stuff. What we do is we don't run from him or try to run him off. Well, maybe. Yeah, I probably wouldn't get in trouble if I just did it on the weekend. You know, I'll just use for recreational purposes. It came to me last Tuesday morning out at the jail. He wanted to talk to me. We sat down for a minute and he said, Leland. He said, man, I twisted off. I'm back in trouble. I'm in real trouble. And he said, I was doing good. And he said, I said, let me ask you a question. Let me see if I can guess how it worked. You stopped reading your Bible. You stopped praying. You stopped hanging out with people that read their Bible and pray. And then you did something bad. He said that's the way it went. See, you don't start and I don't start doing bad stuff until we stop doing good stuff. See, that's why that we need to have stuff to do. That's why we need to stay busy for God. That's why you need to have a reading schedule in your Bible every day. You say, well, man, every day? Well, do you eat every day? Hey, do you shower every day? Some of you don't answer that. Do you? See, there's things we do every day, and we just take that for granted. But I read my Bible every day. I'm not talking about memorizing half of it. One chapter, two chapters, three chapters. Just read your Bible. Just let it run through you. It'll clean you up if you're just letting it run through you. It will start working on your mind, just letting it run through you. Pray. And hang around people that pray and read their Bible. Get around people that you can talk to about Jesus. If you want to know what kind of folks to hang around, get around people that you can openly talk to about Jesus Christ. Very simple, isn't it? Most of the time we spend time trying to complicate serving God and you know what Christ said after he washed the disciples' feet and all that, and he told them, you don't know what I'm doing now. And so he wasn't introducing foot washing as a church ordinance because they knew he was washing their feet. What he was introducing is service to one another. Service to one another. And then he closed that with this. Happy. Happy are ye if you do these things. We think if somebody will do for us, we're happy. Read your Bible. Pray. Hang around with people that you can talk to Jesus about and do something for somebody. And you'll be amazed how life just turns out better. Now, we just talked about these temptations. Everybody in here has had them in some form or fashion. Maybe. And I would just imagine a crowd of this size that there's 2, 3, 4 people, maybe more, that have never trusted Christ as their Savior. And I would be doing you the worst favor in the world. I'd be your greatest enemy if I talked to you about things of the Bible and we sang songs about Jesus and I didn't give you an opportunity to trust Him as your Savior. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He didn't say might be, ought to be, could be. There's a possibility. He said thou, because with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. Then he said, to make it as simple and clear as possible, for whosoever, that's anybody, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's anytime, anywhere. That's now, here, tonight. And so I want to give you that opportunity. Like I say, I'd be your worst enemy. And then there's some of you. You did trust Christ. You are saved. But most people don't know it because you've chosen to try to work in between, straddle the fence, not be on His side. Maybe tonight you just need to come and say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Here I am. Do with me whatever you want to. Brother Doug is going to come. The Lord's going to come and play. We're going to sing a song. We're going to stand. We're going to pray. And then I want to give you that opportunity to trust Christ. If you'll stand, let's pray. Our Father, I pray tonight for that one that's here that's never trusted Christ. I pray, Father, that tonight they would come. They'd not put it off any longer. They'd not take any more chances. Just as they are right now, they would come and trust You as their Savior. And then, Father, for those that know You and one day they knew the sweetness and the joy and the peace of trusting You, and they've wandered a long way off, and their life is not good, Father, I pray tonight You'd bring them back. In Christ's name I pray. While heads are still bowed and eyes are still closed, as Brother Doug sings, just as I am, without one plea, would you come right now? You need to trust Christ tonight as your Savior. Would you come? You need to get right with God. You've gotten away from Him. Would you come? Sing one other verse. No one comes. While these are praying, no one comes. We're through. Would you come? You know whether you need to or not. Fightings and fears within, without. Oh Lord, I come. Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father, we know to some this is just a joke. We know to some they're smarter than you are. And think this is all a game. Father, I ask you this. I ask you to give them one more chance. I ask you that you give them another day. Have mercy on their souls. Now, Father, for these that have come, and we just pray for them that you strengthen them. Father, help us all leave here more determined to serve you than we ever have. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.